The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Amid days of unrest and mass protests across the country, we don't want to forget that the novel coronavirus continues to take the lives of individuals every day. Here are the stories of just some of those who've fallen victim to this virus. Hatsi Yasukochi was the heart of her family-run bakery in San Francisco. She knew her customers by name and often their orders by heart. A proud mother and grandmother, Hatsi displayed family photos on the bakery walls and loved taking silly Snapchats with her five grandchildren. As a young girl, Hatsi's family was imprisoned in internment camps during the Second World War. Her daughters say that experience gave her the perseverance she would later rely on to battle cancer. She was 80 years old. Idris Bey worked to save lives and teach others as a 27-year veteran of the fire department in New York. Idris responded to the attacks on 9/11 as an emergency medical technician. He went on to instruct other first responders for nearly two decades. His longtime partner described Idris, or Mr. Bey, as his students called him, as a dynamic teacher, relatable and funny, but also serious. The 60-year-old was also a father and a mentor, a humanitarian on and off the job. 78-year-old Mario Cesar Romero was a leader in his East Harlem community and a champion of Puerto Rican culture. Mario was raised in Manhattan, the son of immigrants. From childhood, he fell in love with the art and history of his parents' homeland. Through his work as an art historian, Harlem tour guide, and curator, he cultivated a love for art among his neighbors and his own family, especially his niece. Susan Rokas was a beloved elementary school teacher in Loudoun County, Virginia, for almost five decades. A woman of faith, friends say Susan was respectful and truthful, qualities she instilled in her young students. She was particularly skilled at helping children overcome challenges with reading through empathy and positivity. Susan also loved tea time with friends, tennis, and fashion. She was 73 years old. Luis Frias was a master of Argentine dance. Born in Buenos Aires, Luis began performing professionally at age 12. His passion and talent for malambo, a traditional dance once performed by cowboys, took him around the world. He traveled with the Ringling Brothers Circus and performed on the Las Vegas Strip and in Madison Square Garden. Offstage, his two daughters say he was a warm, funny, and compassionate grandfather and father. Luis was 65 years old. We remember them, and we remember all those, and our hearts go out to the families of everyone we've lost.